Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Well, good afternoon, family. This is Evangelist Carolyn Wright. You know how I get all excited. Let me just calm down a little bit. This is Evangelist Carolyn Wright at Turning Leaf Ministries. Recovery 14, hashtag I will live again. No, I'm not a novice at this, but I just get so filled with joy when I come on to do my radio show. And I just want to just let you know that I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank you guys for your love, your support, and your prayers. And I pray that today that each and every one is having a great and a prosperous day in the Lord. But if not, we are here to lift your spirit man up, because you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, and he will see you through the tests, trials, and tribulations. He said that he will never leave you nor forsake you, or he said also that his seed will never beg for bread. So I just want to just open up in prayer at this moment. We have our special guest again, Apostle Sandro Bogus from House to House, Inc., from Wilmington, Delaware. What a mighty man of God that can bring a rhema word at any season, time, or day. So let's go before the Father in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just come before you, Lord. We come to praise you. We come to lift you up. We come to honor you today, God. For there is no other God besides you, Father God. Father God, I pray that someone on this line, God, that is listening today, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that will get their answer to their prayer or their need today, Lord God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for any sin that we may have committed unto you or to others, Lord God. To forgive us, Lord God, and we thank you for your grace and your loving kindness. So, Father, into your hands do I commit Blog Talk Radio Show, Recovering 14, hashtag I will live again today. I return this back to you, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You are welcome in this lesson. Be the pen of the writer of the speaker's tongue, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name we pray and thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Let's everybody, if we can, give God a praise and say, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, and we give you the honor today, for yes, you are the Lord. King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords, and you are the great I am God. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are God Hallelujah. Alone, God. For you are the one that sees us, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and our faith lies in you. In Jesus' name we pray. So I just want to present Apostle Sandro Bogus to you, and that before we present him over to you, I do want to say this: at this on this radio show today, there will be Q and A. That means question and answers after the lesson, or between 1:15 and 1:20. So, you have any questions that we can answer to the best of our ability, we're going to ask you that you will call in at the number that's on the bottom of the post that I have on Facebook, and that you will call and ask. But I'm letting you know, due to air time, we only can answer up to two or three questions. So in the meantime, if you have that question, we'll try to answer it to the best of our ability, because we don't want to let nobody down. But if you can't get the answer, your answer question, please Facebook me on Facebook, and inbox me on Facebook, Evangelist Carolyn, Carolyn Wright, Wright. Inbox me with your question, and we'll do our best to answer it. So in the meantime, I want to present the lesson, the radio show, Recovery 14, I Will Live Again, over to the mighty man of God, Apostle Sandro Bogus. God bless you, brother in the Lord. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for an invite as a guest again.
Anytime.
And for those who are listening, I'm just going to go and speak concerning strongholds of the mind. And maybe if we have enough time, we can go into soul ties that we create, which is because of these strongholds. So as always, sister, you can always jump in.
Amen.
I won't hesitate, to pass it over to you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So as of a couple weeks ago, when we're speaking about healing our soul, we spoke about, as human beings, we're made up of a spirit, soul, and body. And in our soul, we have our mind, our will, and emotions. And so we're speaking about how we have wounds in our soul. So we can get our mind, our will, and our emotions wounded, whether it's sins that we have done or whether it's sins that other people have done onto us. And so our soul, that's what makes up our thought process, our decisions, our feelings. So, of course, depending on which kingdom you serve or operate under, if it's the kingdom of heaven or if it's the kingdom of darkness, your thoughts and feelings and decisions will always follow accordingly to which kingdom you serve. So when we go through life, this life is fallen. So it's not easy. You know, if someone tell you it's easy, you know, no, it's not. Because you're going to come with a battle after battle, because we are fighting wicked spirits in high places. Well, we're not actually fighting flesh and blood. We're literally fighting demonic beings. And so their sole purpose is to have your soul destroyed. So here I'm going to start off with the scripture of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. And this speaks a lot about the stronghold. So I'm going to read that. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down the strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. If we see in verse 4, that English word we have, it says mighty. And I'll read verse 4 again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. If you look up that word in the Greek for the English word mighty, it literally means to be strong in soul. So what it's showing us here through that scripture on verse 4 is saying that for the weapons of our warfare are not mighty, but strong in soul in God for pulling strongholds. So see, if our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions are not operating under the kingdom of God, that we're not in God, we're not in covenant with him, we're not in underneath his shadow, we will not have that strength, that ability, that power and authority to bring down these strongholds. Because see, these strongholds, they will try to lock your mind down.
Yes.
And so when your mind is locked down, you'll start to have assumptions. You'll start to automatically disqualify yourself. You will automatically put things, fill in the blank here and there, and assume that, you know, the world is against you. And I just want to name a couple of examples so I can clear this up. Like, for example, when we're wounded, when we've been so rejected, so made fun of, called fat, skinny, ugly, stupid, things of that sort. When we're so severely wounded, this is what happens. Like, let's say you go in a room full of people, and you just walk in, and then somebody just looks at you. And so now you're automatically assuming, this person doesn't like me, or this person hates me, or this person gave me a disrespectful look.
Mm-hmm.
So we become so critical and judgmental, and we start to have these accusing thoughts. And most of the time, those thoughts are not true.
Exactly.
It's just what we're thinking because of our past. And so because what happened in our past, we bring it into our now, into the right now, and assume that what was constantly done in our past by loved ones, by friends, by schoolmates, teachers too, you know, or even people from church who hurt you, like church leaders. We bring that wound, that pain, that rejection, that hurt over to that situation that you just walked into the job you're working at, into your family life as well, even to the relationships with your spouse. And so just by a certain smell, a certain action, a certain word, or even something that triggers a memory by something you just looked at, you'll automatically jump into that mind frame of back when you were hurt. Mm-hmm. And so that shows that there's a strong hold that's on the mind. And don't get me wrong, I have plenty of strongholds in my life, but I thank God for Christ for healing me.
Amen.
But see, this is what Satan loves to do, though. He loves to come back for a season. You think sometimes, like when you think about it, like, oh, that doesn't hurt me, what that person did to me, no more. And so we think we really forgave that person. But until you see that person face to face or you hear their voice, sometimes those old wounds will just activate. And all of a sudden, you're back to where you were like a year ago or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a flashback.
Yeah.
But see, we as Christians, we have to come and call on the power and authority that's in Jesus Christ only. There's nowhere else. There's only in Jesus Christ. Because mm-hmm. under him, all power and authorities are subjected to him. Mm-hmm. Him only. So when we're in Christ, we're baptized by the Holy Spirit. We're literally adopted sons and daughters of Christ. So we can go and call on that power that's from heaven to abide in our area, our region, our location, because now we're seated in high heavenly places with the Lord. So I can call the peace of God onto my life. I can call the joy. I can call the strength. I can call even happiness in the midst of my storm, all because I'm an adopted son and daughter of God. If you're mm-hmm. a child, you can go to the refrigerator of your parents whenever you want. You don't need to ask them permission because they love you. So you can go and open up that fridge and get what drink you need, what bread, what fruits you need to eat to nourish yourself. And it's the same thing when we're in Christ under the blood of Jesus. So we're going to continue here. When we don't... Yes, ma'am.
Apostle, I just want to say this here when you were talking about that stronghold, how it
yes.
beats on your mind. But
yes.
in the Greek terminology is called bala, B-A-B-L-A, and that means to bounce like a ball. When you're bouncing the ball against a wall, that's how strongholds are, that you're constantly bouncing at your mind, bouncing at your mind.
Yes.
And, the great point that you pointed out, it's the word of God that is what stops the bouncing. You know, it bounces. When you constantly bounce a ball on a like a basketball player, bounce,
yes.
bounce, 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 bounce. So that's how also you can look at the picture of a stronghold that is constantly bouncing at your emotions, your mindset, your spirit. I just wanted to share that too. Go ahead, Paul.
Amen. And I appreciate it because that's true. That's true because when those thoughts, they're running thousands of miles an hour into your mind.
Yes.
And so because we refuse, and let's be honest, and this is a lot of Christians, because a lot of mm-hmm. Christians don't have understanding of the access that they have for the power and authority of Jesus Christ. So there's many Christians who are in strongholds as well.
Yes.
And so because they do not cast down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, their mind becomes captive to the enemy.
Yes.
And so the enemy puts you in that cycle. And so we go to the point, like let's say, for example, since we're going to be speaking about soul ties, not all soul ties are brought upon us through sexual means, but many
yeah.
of them are, though. But today we're going to be speaking about like the soul ties that are that we form through sexual relations. And for example, let's say there's a woman and she was in a relationship with a man she was not supposed to be with. So now they break up, but the next man she comes into, it's a totally different man, different name, but same exact character.
Mm-hmm.
A man who verbally abuses her, maybe physically abuses her, you know, and treats her badly. But it's a different person, but same exact character. And this is what happens when we're in a stronghold of the enemy. So even if you might not have feelings for that man no more, but you have feelings for that character because
yeah.
you did not break that soul tie from the past of that man. And so the enemy is going to direct you, guide you, because he has a stronghold over your mind to other men who act just like that man who broke your heart.
Amen.
You see? And demons, I always say this, demons do not fight one-on-one. They always want to come in groups.
In groups.
All the time. all the time. They want to come in groups. So, for example, you know, people like to say, I've got the spirit of depression. Like, it's not really the spirit of depression. It's really like the spirit of anxiety. It's the spirit of anger, the spirit of sadness. You know, they roll together in groups. Yeah. It's like a gang. It's like a mafia. They're not going to go and fight you one-on-one. And so because of these strongholds we have, it leads us to even more things. So now let's say, if a woman broke my heart. Now I can start becoming resentful and unforgiving towards that woman. But in return, because I'm so wounded, I'll have an anger towards other women, even if women didn't do nothing to me, these other women. But then a spirit of rebellion will happen. But also a spirit of fear will happen because of the symptom of being rejected.
Yes.
Of being betrayed. And so, too, because now I don't want to go and, commit myself to a woman because I got this fear. Now the spirit of compromise wants to come in. Mm-hmm. So I start compromising my morals, fornicating, sleeping around, cheating and stuff like that because, yeah, I know a woman hurt me in my past, but I don't want to marry a woman because I dislike them, but yet I want to do what married couples do.
Come on now.
It comes into a cycle of confusion, a cycle of torment and insanity, you know?
Keep it real.
And so this is how it works. And so now that I'm hurt, maybe I want to start smoking now because I need something to so-called give me temporary peace, so I start drinking or doing drugs. And so this is how addiction starts coming in.
Mm-hmm. Open doors.
Exactly. And so now they got a strong foothold on me. But because now, instead of me living in God, I'm living in darkness, in the kingdom of darkness. So now, because I don't want to admit that I'm hurt, lying starts happening. So I start lying, the lying spirit, you see? And because I'm so angry, cursing starts happening.
Come on.
And because I'm so bitter, bitterness has a stronghold on me, gossiping starts happening. I start gossiping about that woman who hurt me, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so it all comes in a gang. And so they keep you in this cycle. To be honest, it's slavery. That's what it is.
Yeah, slavery.
It's slavery. And so we end up into this misery, this depressed state, and we become so hurt, so rejected, and so lied to by the enemy that we start to put ourselves into isolation. And so now we put ourselves into isolation, which the spirit of loneliness starts coming up.
Yeah, come on now.
And so then the spirit of self-destruction starts happening in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we start to break the relationships with our loved ones, mm-hmm. relationships with your family, your friends, co-workers, and even with your relationship with Christ.
Yes.
So this is what happens when we don't submit this heartache, this pain of the soul, because it says the Lord, he draws near to those who are broken and contrite in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a choice, though. We have to make choice. We have to be willing to go and say, look, Lord, I submit this all to you. I cannot stop feeling the way I'm feeling right now. Because my feelings want to say something that's not holy. Mm-hmm. I want to do something that's not right. My flesh is yearning for this person who did me wrong. But in my mind, I know they're not wrong, but now, but I'm in mental torment right now because I want what I can't have, but what I want, I know it's not good for me either. And so I'm going around bringing upon myself substitutes for my peace, substitutes for my joy, mm-hmm. substitutes for my happiness. Mm-hmm. And so this is what the enemy wants to do, because once your soul starts getting destroyed, your mind, your wills, and emotion is getting tormented, slavery after slavery, chain after chain, and pounded left and right,
mm-hmm.
that's going to lead for your body to eventually get destroyed.
Come on.
So you start sleeping around for the peace. You start sleeping around man to man, woman to woman, just to feel okay, just to feel loved. But then now STDs come into play or drugs come into play. And now your body is getting destroyed because you literally gave the right over to Satan to do whatever he wants onto you.
Exactly.
And this is what happens with these sexual soul ties. And also, too, I want to bring this in, too, like before we meet somebody, because, you know, let's be honest, most people got into a physical relationship with someone of the opposite sex before they were married. It happens because of, you know, what happened growing up, you know, going through sometimes, you know, your own parents abused you physically, mentally, or verbally. And so when the enemy brings somebody in our lives, they will say the right things. Oh, you're beautiful. You're handsome. Oh, you're so kind. Oh, I will appreciate you. But they'll say those things just to unlock the treasure that's within you, which, of course, is, yeah, exactly, which is that temple that belongs to God, of course, and we're supposed to give it to the spouse. But the enemy manipulates us so much that we jump before the Lord's time. And so we fall into what we call a sexual soul tie.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, sexual soul ties, those are one of the hardest ties to break. Seriously. And when we get into it, things will start to change in you when you have a sexual soul tie with that person. You know, now all of a sudden you got a negative attitude or you got an anger problem, which was brought in because that person you were dating had an anger problem or negative attitude. But that person also brought into their life concerning, like, let's say, like, I'll just use my talk for example. They'll say, like, oh, like a spirit of addiction or a lust problem or something like that, or low self-esteem, you know? And so now we start jumping from relationship to relationship. So that low self-esteem will jump into that person that I was messing with, and that person before who had an anger problem and negative attitude, whoever they're messing with, those spirits, because they made a soul tie, they made a covenant.
Amen.
They start bouncing place to place. And so now we got more chains, and we start to get yoked up with people by spirits that were in those other people. And now they're chaining us down, and we're wondering why we're in depression, anxiety, and great heaviness and sadness. It's a cycle, sister.
It's a cycle. So I need to ask you one question, Apostle. If a person has these many strongholds and causing, like you're saying, self-medication, fornication, having sexual problems, addictions, and alcohol, and, you know, what do they need to do to rebound and get back on track or get delivered from that?
Well, first, I will always recommend this. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ, because he won't turn nobody around. If you're knocking on his door, he will open it when you're coming to him with a full, repented heart. He's not going to turn you away.
Amen.
But see, there's power in the word, too. Because if you don't read the word, because the word is Christ, and we know Jesus is life. And Jesus is also peace. And Jesus is also joy.
Amen.
So if you do not read the word of God for yourself, you won't have the keys to be free from this, these demonic strongholds.
Amen.
So to get free from this, you definitely need to call on the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And like we spoke about a couple weeks ago, about the dunamis power, which means the supernatural power, there's power in the blood of Christ. But too, most Christians, they just rely on the blood, and the blood on its own is mighty. It's powerful.
Yeah.
But see, they don't call on the resurrection power, the dunamis power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So they only have one half of what Jesus already done for them, whether it's a lack of knowledge or they refuse to take the second part, which is the resurrection power, because I can get resurrected in Christ. You can get resurrected. People listening can get resurrected in Jesus Christ to come in power and authority. And so if you don't call on the blood and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to do a work within you, you will be bound by these enemies.
Okay. Thank you. That was a great answer. I appreciate that. I have one more question to ask you, though. So what you're basically saying, even though people that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, okay, that's step one, which that is free, you know. But as we grow in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, is it saying that people that are still battling with these addictions and strongholds, is it because they're not being taught well, or they just don't know the know-how, or have they not had an encounter, or what is the purpose and the reason why you have a lot of people that have been going to church for multiple years and still are battling with certain addictions?
And you said they're not being taught. There's no discipleship.
Okay.
Sadly, many churches, they just want to get people into the church,
mm-hmm.
get them baptized by water, but don't teach them the importance of being baptized by the Holy Spirit, which makes you a new creation. You have a brand new mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of lack of discipleship, there's no renewing of the mind. So the only thing that they're renewing their past by constantly thinking of what happened to them and still letting it have a hold on them. So that what happened a year ago or 5 years ago, 10, 20 years ago, will constantly be new. So in the flesh, they're now the age of 30, 35 or whatever. But in their mind, because their mind is held captive, they're mm-hmm. still that 10-year-old little boy or girl who got abused or is, you know, sexually molested, you know?
Okay.
And so they don't grow because of a lack of discipleship.
Amen. Thank you very much for answering that. It's very true. I just want to just say that I thank God that he has delivered me. I'm being transparent because if I can be transparent and knowing mm-hmm. that Jesus Christ has set me free from so many strongholds in my life, that I would love to see God do the same, Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, be transparent, I mean transformed and renewed and delivered from the multiple childhood issues and strongholds that they're battling now. And I thank God for him delivering me from the battle of domestic violence. And I really appreciate
Amen.
The Holy Spirit doing that in my life, because if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit coming in and I wanted to be delivered from the domestic violence issues of what's going on because of a lot of things that stemmed from my childhood that I operated and flowed in and thought, you know, ran into a, you know, situation where I thought because a person told me I loved you, that was all of that was going to be the happy train to marriage and life.
Yeah.
But to come for me, like you say, marrying the wrong person and being disobedient and not listening to a woman of God telling me that that was not my husband, but I decided to say he told me he loved me because that was I was hungering for. But to come
yes.
to find out he was really not my husband, he was my abuser, and I was the victim. But I thank God that I'm being transparent, that I can come
Amen.
Out of this thing in my right mind to be able to be stable enough to be able to teach and lead other women, and not just women, men, little girls, boys and girls, that Jesus Christ can deliver you if you want to be delivered out the storm of darkness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sister, with your permission, because I know we only have a few minutes.
Sure, go ahead.
May I lead out with a prayer about
sure.
healing from our emotions and the memories that the enemy had brought in our mind?
Exactly. You can.
Amen.
Before you start, I just want to ask Mary, is there any callers? If there are any callers, you would take the callers now. If not, they're going to just go ahead and pray out.
Amen.
Go ahead, my brother.
All right. And I'll say a little bit slow for those who want to, you know, learn how to pray. And all prayer is talking to God. And I'll begin. Thank you, Father, that your word says that there is freedom and power in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Right now, I repent of all unholy soul ties
yes.
in my life.
Yes.
I release every thought, every emotion
yes.
and memory to you, Lord. I ask you that you will restore everything the enemy has tried to take from me through this soul ties. Break and sever these ties right now by the name of Jesus Christ. I am a child of God. I will not be bound by anyone anymore by my past. I release to you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I will look forward. I will press on. I will walk into my calling. I trust you, God. I thank you for setting me free. Let this all be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle Bogus, I would like to thank God for you coming on the air. I really appreciate you. You're a strong, powerful teacher in the Word. And I would like
all
to thank
to
the audience for coming in at your time to just come and spend your afternoon with us for the 30 minutes. I appreciate you. I love you. This is Recovery 14, hashtag I Will Live Again, Evangelist Carolyn Wright. And may the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Shalom. Thank you so much. I love you, family. Thank you, Apostle. God bless.
God bless you all in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.